welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of a legendary early 1960s hard bop group led by saxophonist Benny Golson and trumpeter Art Farmer. It's Meet the Jazz Tet tonight on Nightlights.
We'll be right back.
Jazz Tet doing J.J. Johnson's Shutterbug from the Jazz Tet at Birdhouse. Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. We'll be focusing on the music of the Jazz Tet on this edition of Nightlights. Mosaic Records has put out a collection called The Complete Argo Mercury Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet Sessions that covers all of that group's work from 1960 to 1962, and some solo sessions by Farmer and Golson as well. The Jazz Tet was a group that was formed by Golson and Farmer, who had known and played with each other since 1953. Throughout the 1950s, Golson had been working with Dizzy Gillespie and Art Blakey, among others, doing a lot of composing and arranging as well as playing, and he had recorded as a leader for both the Contemporary and Riverside labels. Farmer had been working with both Horace Silver and Jerry Mulligan. And Golson said that when he called Art Farmer in 1959 about forming a group, Farmer laughed and said he'd just been getting ready to call him. So evidently this was a group whose time had come. They filled out the original lineup with Curtis Fuller on trombone, Art's brother Addison on bass, Les Humphreys on drums, and a 19-year-old McCoy Tyner on piano. The Jazz Tet recorded its debut for the Argo label in February of 1960, and right out of the gate had a bit of a hit, a song called Killer Joe. It became a bit of an epic hard bop saga. "That's the tune that launched the Jazz Tet," said Golson. "It was about these guys who would come to the clubs with ladies of the evening in all of the major cities, the pimps. In Philadelphia, we called those guys killers. The Jazz Tet and Killer Joe on Nightlights."
"We'd like you to meet a friend of ours who goes by the name of Killer Joe. Picture a so-called hippie or hip cat standing on a corner in a neatly pressed, double-breasted, form-fitting pinstripe suit, a pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles, a black shirt, long white tie, a black pencil mustache, and of course, a very wide-brimmed black felt hat. Killer Joe always has a pocket full of loot, but only the kind that jingles. You see, he likes to play the horses. He is most certainly a ladies' man. As a matter of fact, he is always willing to accept cash contributions from them for any cause, namely his own. The most important thing about Killer Joe that you have to know is that he's very much against manual labor. Killer Joe."
Thank you. Killer Joe. Thank you.
the Jazz Tet, two tracks from their 1960 Argo debut LP, Meet the Jazz Tet, both written by tenor saxophonist Benny Golson. We just heard Park Avenue Petite, and before that, their hit Killer Joe, Art Farmer on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Golson on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Addison Farmer on bass, and Lex Humphreys on drums. By the time the Jazz Tet went into the studio again in the fall of 1960 to record a follow-up album, they had won Best New Small Band in the Downbeat Critics poll, and for the next 2 years, they would be considered, along with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, the premier hard bop group in the country. There were lineup changes by the time they went in to record their follow-up, an album called Big City Sounds. Curtis Fuller had left in a dispute over money, and Cedar Walton replaced McCoy Tyner, who'd joined John Coltrane's new quartet. Benny Golson did a lot of writing for the Jazz Tet. They played a lot of standards, but they also played a lot of pieces by Golson. And we will also hear an Art Farmer composition from a later Jazz Tet LP called Here and Now on the Mercury label. Here's the Jazz Tet doing Benny Golson's Five Spot After Dark on Nightlights. The Jazz Tet from their Mercury album Here and Now, recorded and released in 1962, doing Art Farmer's Rue Prevail, Farmer on flugelhorn, Gretchen Monker III on trombone, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn now on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. Before that, a Benny Golson composition from the 1960 Argo Jazz Tet LP Big City Sounds. We heard Five Spot After Dark, Farmer on trumpet and Golson on tenor saxophone. On that date, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. So some pretty impressive musicians coming through the Jazz Tet just in the piano chair alone. Cedar Walton, Harold Mayburn, and McCoy Tyner all at one time or another playing with the Jazz Tet. Even though the Jazz Tet focused mostly on standards and Benny Golson's work, they also did pieces by other modern jazz composers, and they in fact did an entire album with modern jazz quartet pianist, composer and arranger John Lewis, recorded in December of 1960 and January 1961. The album was simply called The Jazz Tet and John Lewis. Lewis had seen the Jazz Tet at the Village Gate, a club in New York City, and through that, ended up collaborating with them on this album. According to Benny Golson, there was another potential collaborator in the audience in the Village Gate who was going to work with them, but it didn't end up working out, and that was African-American poet Langston Hughes. That would have been very interesting to hear what he would have done with the Jazz Tet. Right now, we're going to hear John Lewis's composition, Milano, which had originally been recorded by the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1954. Here, Lewis does it with the Jazz Tet on Nightlights. the Jazztet performing Thelonious Monk's Ruby, My Dear, from their album Here and Now, recorded from the Mercury label in 1962. Benny Golson out front there on tenor saxophone, Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Gratian Monker III on trombone, Harold Mayburn on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. Before that, we heard the Jazztet in a collaboration they did with John Lewis and the Modern Jazz Quartet from an Argo album simply titled The Jazztet and John Lewis. We heard Lewis's composition, Milano. Farmer on trumpet, Tom McIntosh on bass, Golson on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, Albert Tootie Heath on drums, and John Lewis arranging the session. Well, the Jazztet, despite their critical success, had trouble getting gigs by 1962. They weren't getting as many jobs as they'd been getting, and Golson and Farmer kind of wanted to go in different directions. They would end up getting back together again more than 20 years later in 1984 with Curtis Fuller once again on trombone and recording and performing once again. We're going to hear something now from their last album, something called Another Get Together. This is a composition by trombonist Gratian Monker III, Space Station on Nightlights. Thank you. jazz tet performing trombonist Gratian Moncur III's Space Station from the 1962 Mercury album Another Get Together, an album that would prove to be the last LP that the jazz tet would record for 22 years. Moncur III on trombone, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Harold Mayburn on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. Also part of the recent Mosaic collection, the complete Argo Mercury Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet Sessions. And that collection does include projects that Farmer and Golson recorded under their own names for both the Argo and Mercury label. They were allowed to do that under their contract that they had as the Jazz Tet. And we'll hear something now from Art Farmer's quartet album, Art. It's a tune that was written by Benny Golson. It's called Out of the Past. And it's not related to the classic noir Robert Mitchum Jane Greer movie, but Golson says that it was his attempt to write something that sounded like an old standard, Art Farmer and Out of the Past on Nightlights.
Bye.
Benny Golson Quartet doing The Masquerade Is Over from Golson's 1962 Mercury album Turning Point. Golson on tenor sax, Wenton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. Before that, the Art Farmer Quartet performing Out of the Past from Farmer's 1960 Argo album Art. Farmer on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. We'll close out this edition of Nightlights with another Art Farmer solo album track. This comes from his 1962 Mercury LP, Listen to Art Farmer and the Orchestra, which was arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson, doing Victor Young's Street of Dreams on Nightlights.
¶¶
That's Art Farmer doing Street of Dreams from Listen to Art Farmer and the Orchestra, recorded in August of 1962. Also part of the Complete Argo Mercury Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet Sessions on the Mosaic label. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on the WFIU website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.